Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. And you can, as always, take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever you want to discuss. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
On what was day number 10, I think?
Yep, it was day 10.
Day 10 of the Crypto 6 trial, which was the last day of the trial. The court portion is over. The jury has the case at this point. Today, there were a couple more quick defense witnesses. All the defense witnesses have been pretty quick because, you know, they're all basically unimpeachable, good business owners and other people from the area that I've assisted with accepting cryptocurrency or learning about crypto and that sort of thing.
And when you're lying, you don't have to, like, weave this long story together with the prosecution, so when they question you, you have an answer.
You mean when you're telling the truth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you're telling the truth, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, and then the prosecution tries to cross-examine them, but they really don't have anything they can press them on because, well, again, these are just, like, unimpeachable good people. So.
Oh, you know what was the funniest cross that came out of that today was Georgiana McDonald saying to Mohammed, the owner of the Indian restaurant in Keene today,
just a nice guy.
A really nice guy. Yeah. She said to him, does Bitcoin have anything to do with the Muslim religion?
Like
Bitcoin that was invented in 2009?
Yeah.
And Islam that was invented in, like, I don't know, 3,000 years ago?
There were a couple of points today where the prosecution said things where I'm like, that's kind of just blatantly racist.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but they pulled up a picture of a black gentleman and then just made some comment
they
that
said,
was...
Does this shirtless man look like he's the CEO of anything?
Right.
And Alu is going to write an article, and he said the title's going to be, federal government says black kids can't be CEOs.
Right.
I mean, essentially, that's what, because I looked at him and I'm like, when I looked at him, the first thing I think is not, oh, this guy's clearly from Africa and he's a scammer. He's, you know, there are plenty
it's
of
a guy in his house or whatever.
Yeah, he was in his house. If he was in an office shirtless, that might be like weird, but he just looked like he was in his house and he was, I don't know, just taking a picture quickly. Who cares if he was wearing Ian's shirtless on his, actually at his job all the time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, their case, it really just seems to revolve around the idea that I should have judged people for how they spoke online and that people from Nigeria are all bad. That's basically
what
it broke down to.
And that old people are all stupid.
Yeah. I mean, they actually said that today. That old people are stupid. They don't know how to use cryptocurrency. They don't know how to use computers.
An old person would never be interested in buying cryptocurrency, according to these prosecutors.
And they said, why would an old person want to invest in Bitcoin when it's so volatile? Only a young person would do that. That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
To me, it makes more sense that an old person who has more secure money would be more likely to be investing in anything, and a younger person would be like, got to pay the bills. Maybe I can try to invest, you know, later.
Right. Yeah. Older people are definitely, you know, they're more well-heeled, just in general. And I pointed that out during my testimony, of course. So a lot of the things I said yesterday would have been relevant to what the prosecution was saying. Hopefully hopefully the jury remembered some of those things, and hopefully they, you know, one of the things that Sisti pointed out to me, my attorney, during Seth Aframe, who was one of the three prosecutors that was prosecuting, he was the guy that did the closing statement for the prosecution today. He was, like, yelling at the jury.
Yeah, basically. He's very aggressive.
Yeah, but, like,
he
for
seems
no reason.
Like, yeah.
Like, I mean, I can understand why he would get frustrated, because during the trial, whenever he would be the person who was cross-examining, or rather, during prosecution, when he was the person who was examining their witness and then doing the redirect, as they call it, after my guy, Sisti, was cross-examining them, he would get all riled up. And he would just start getting really frustrated. And
yeah, Nikki diagnosed him with a future heart attack.
Possibly.
And I was actually surprised. I was like, this guy's about to have a coronary right now, right here.
he's just upset.
So heated. His face is red. He definitely has high blood pressure. I mean, how could he not?
And he was yelling. And then after this, he went really calm. You could tell that he tried to tone it down. He was still pumped up.
Oh, you mean on his closing redirect statement?
His second closing that he gets for some reason that says he didn't get for some reason?
Well, because the system's just so fair. What happened was, for people that aren't familiar, the prosecutor goes, closing statement, defense goes, closing statement, and then the prosecutor does sort of this rebut, and it's supposed to be shorter than his original closing statement, and thankfully it was. But
so it wasn't like, you know,
it
2 minutes.
Short.
It was like 15 or something.
Yeah, he got to just lay into any points that he wanted to, and then that's the end.
Well, I was timing it. His closing statement originally, the prosecution,
was an hour and 15.
Yes. Yeah, it was over an hour long. I'm like looking at my watch, like, and he's like, okay, my final point. And then he would talk for another 30 minutes. I'm like, this is not what the word final means. Final means you're about to wrap it up, not I'm going to talk for another hour.
Yeah, and of course, he trotted out all kinds of lies and misinformation, and it's just, hopefully the jury can see through this stuff, you know? I mean,
everything he did was basically, you should speculate this way. You should speculate and you should come to this conclusion based on your speculation. He wasn't lining up any facts that I could see.
He was blatantly lying.
There were parts where he was just blatantly lying. And then he started trash-talking Ian. Like, at no point did Ian go up there and just trash-talk the prosecution to try to get out of anything. But the prosecution went up there and was like, Ian is a lying, manipulative, super genius.
Oh, if I'd said that about them, I'd be held in contempt or something if I said that.
Even though it's true. That guy's a lying, manipulative... Well, he's not a super genius. He's retarded.
Yeah. Somebody said that everything the prosecution was saying was true about themselves. Mm-hmm. Everything they were saying about me was actually true about them.
Projecting.
Yeah, like, who's actually, you know, getting taxpayer dollars to sit around and do basically nothing. They haven't had a trial in 2 years. And I bet during COVID they were just getting paid to literally not go there at all.
Could be. So that was, today's day. The jury took the case at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that pretty much cleared the courthouse out because, I mean, realistically, who wants to sit around and just wait for what could be days? We don't know at this point. One of the things I did learn, and I don't know if this happens in state court. I don't recall this because I did have a jury trial when I stood in front of a police cruiser as a protest a decade ago. But I don't recall an instruction from the judge which told the jurors, okay, you guys get to set your own schedule. I don't get to tell you when to show up. So I kind of thought that was interesting that the jury can just say, like if the jury was like, yeah, we don't want to come until noon. They could do that if they wanted to. And if they just want to take a whole day off or maybe more than one day off, they could. So if the jury just said, you know, we want to break for Christmas now. They could break for Christmas now and come back sometime next week, apparently. So essentially, they're like, they are now the court, and they get to make their own decisions about when to go or when to stay. So they could have stayed, you know, deep into the night tonight if they wanted to. Like, if things were, maybe they thought things were close, right? Like, they just need to persuade one more person to vote one way or whatever. Maybe they would have stuck it out. But nope, they decided they were going to leave at 5 and come back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So that's what's happening. I would not recommend anybody come out tomorrow. It's going to be just a lot of sitting around in hallways, essentially. And
it's pretty boring, but you can explore the creepy mansion.
It's awful. It's an awful place.
The haunted mansion.
Yeah. I would not recommend anyone spend time in this place. It is so creepy.
Worst church I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we were just talking with Ed from Little Zoe's Pizza about that, who was one of our star witnesses, by the way.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
awesome.
He did an amazing job. Yeah, he called out, I think, the Federal Reserve and inflation in some of his answers.
Then at the end, he was just like, Ian, everybody likes Ian, and he didn't do anything wrong, and you know what, I don't even understand why we're here today. And the judge went, all right,
and that was the end of it. Yeah.
Stopped
so him. That was like his punch out to get out of there. It was really awesome. But yeah, he was talking about how and we didn't prompt him on this, he just came out and started talking
about
how the church, just a few minutes ago when we saw him, he just was like, I don't like being in that place, but you know, I'm happy to do it for you, but it's like the worst church. And he said exactly the same thing, and it really is, it's very church-like. but it's a church that's evil. I think you made the point, Bonnie, to him that most of the time when you go to a church, it's like a welcoming atmosphere, mm-hmm. right? Like people
usually
want
pretty.
You. Yeah, and there's just nice people around. Now, whether they're being fake or not, I don't know, but at least they're nice to you at most churches. This church is like, all right, bend over, take your belt off, remove everything from
even
your body.
Even the decor is like cold, harsh. It looks like a morgue.
Yeah, it does.
Because there are doors made of metal.
It's very institutional. There's more coming up here in moments, and it's super evil. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
are open, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As we kind of did a quick wrap-up of today's relatively short hearing, it didn't really go much longer than the morning, because after lunch, they basically, the judge spent an hour reading jury instructions, which was 45 pages in length.
Now, oh my gosh.
They aren't full pages, all of
them. Yeah, but I was shocked. I was like, if it was going to be 45 full pages, like I thought, I would kept looking at the clock. I was like, we're going to be here until like 5, but we're there until 3.
And then, again, the jury took the case, so that's where it is right now. And they'll be there at 9 a.m. tomorrow, so I have to be back, but no one else has to. And like I said, I would recommend that, please, don't take a day off to come sit around a courthouse. There's nothing to watch. You cannot bring any kind of electronic device in there. So if you come to court tomorrow, you're going to be severely bored. Bring a book. Bring, you know, something to write on and write poetry or something. There's not many other things you can do. You can write things on a pad of paper. You can read a book. And that's about the extent of it. So, wouldn't recommend it, but we will, of course, continue to update you as this situation develops. Nikki, you were there today. Bonnie, mm-hmm. you were there as well. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to highlight from closing statements? I mean, Sisti, basically, I don't think we talked much about what Sisti did. So, you know, as we knew, the feds, they were going to tell lies, and they were going to tell half-truths, and that's absolutely what they did. They tried to mislead the jury once again into believing that this, you know, when I was selling Bitcoin on local Bitcoins or via the vending machines, that it was all some grandiose plot to supposedly launder money for people involved in wire fraud.
Like, there would just be better ways to make money, I feel like. Like, why would you, I don't know, I just feel like that's such a silly thing to be, like, the crux of their argument. Like, the only way for Ian to make money was to work for scammers.
That's all they had, though. They have nothing.
Well, they don't have any actual... So, one of the charges against me is a conspiracy count for so-called money laundering in regards to wire fraud, meaning that they have to prove that I conspired with wire fraudsters in order to take their money and launder it or whatever. And there's like, there's never been any conversation like that with any wire fraudster at all. They didn't present any evidence of any kind of conspiracy to do that. However, the conspiracy count claims that conspiracies can be unspoken. So I think that's what they're...
Oh, so that's where the wink-wink and the nod-nod keeps coming in?
Right.
They said that 1,000 times throughout this whole trial.
Maybe it can be unspoken with people you know, but how could it be unspoken with people you don't know and never met and never contact?
Yeah, that's basically the argument that they're trying to make. And it's just the most ridiculous thing. And then, I mean, everything just seems so paper-thin with this case. The other one is another money laundering count. So that was a conspiracy to money launder, that one. And then there's an actual money laundering count, which is, they're both 20-year maximum or 20-year maximum sentences on each of those counts. So they're very similar. But the actual so-called money laundering count is the undercover officer from the IRS who tried his damnedest to get me to do some sort of a trade with him after he told me he was a heroin dealer, and I told him I would not do that. And so they're trying to say, oh, yeah, but you didn't tell him no explicitly in the way that we think you should have. So therefore, it's money laundering is what they're saying, even though I wouldn't do a transaction with him. Oh, yeah, well, he went to your vending machine that you told him he couldn't use.
Everything is just like, you know, like relying upon them reading your mind.
Yeah.
And saying that the jury should do so, too, which is speculation,
what?
Which is not proof.
And that's what Sisti pointed out. During his closing statement, it's like, all they have is speculation. You know, you're supposed to go on facts, and they just want you to speculate on what might have been happening, this story that they want you to believe. So the question is, does the jury buy the prosecution's story from the man who's shouting at them, basically, yelling, raising his voice. Maybe not shouting, but definitely like a raised voice and a raised pitch at these jurors. Like, he just comes right out of the gate at this closing statement and just starts, I mean, almost yelling at these jurors. It's a very strange approach.
Like, do what I want. That's probably how he acts in his real life.
It's almost like he's like a angry teacher trying to bully his
students. He reminds me of like how people get when they're angry alcoholics. They just get very shouty like that, red in the face, like super amped up, bossy. Right. That's exactly what he was reminding me of. And it just, it just gives you a bad vibe. You know, it's like a bad vibe, bad feeling. And I don't think most people are receptive to that. I think most people are receptive to just, let's talk like human beings, like Sisti was doing. Let's talk like human beings. You know, you're more likely to win people over just being real with them rather than yelling and screaming and getting, I don't know. It just seemed very
odd. Yeah, it's a strange, it's a strange approach.
Yeah.
One more just great thing that happened today. So Sisti brought the raid back up during his closing statements. You know, he played the whole video,
played the video all over again.
And then when the Seth A. Frame, the prosecution, got his little rebuttal at the end, he said, this has nothing to do with Ian's charges, even though it was the day you got arrested. But anyways, all they're trying to do, he's saying, all Sisti is trying to do is say, look over here, look at this shiny object. Mm. And I was just like, wow, he's just trying to tell the jurors that they're too stupid to come to conclusions, basically. Like, the conclusion Sisti was trying to make them, not make them, but suggest to them, point them to, was that this is over-prosecuted case that is just all about being mean to Ian Freeman. I know
it's a witch hunt,
but yeah.
It's absolutely a witch hunt. And he called it something else, too. He called it, like, a search or something when he was
like,
referring to the raid.
He wouldn't say raid. He was like, the entry.
The entry, yeah.
Yeah, the entry, search.
The prosecutor said, yeah.
It's not,
trying to play it down as much as possible. And then the other point was that when he was doing his redirect closing, whatever you want to call it, the sort of the final statement that he was doing, he spent the bulk of the time talking about this thing that didn't matter, that he says says doesn't matter to the case. He still spent a good chunk of the time trying to kind of rebut and minimize.
Because he knows
what that
it
was.
Does matter to people. When people see that, that's upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a clear, you know, overuse of force. It was clearly unnecessary.
And then he trots out the image of Matt's gun collection, basically.
Yeah.
Again, that thing.
I think that that could easily backfire on them because any of those jurors who have guns or, like, their husband has guns, that could happen to them anytime the government wants to get them for a crime. They can look for a crime and not have to send them an email to come to the IRS and have an audit. Instead, they are going to get their windows bashed in because they legally own guns, and they have admitted a million times in court that those guns were legally owned and the government knew about them, and that is their excuse for breaking our house down, throwing a grenade in the backyard, letting Coconut run around the yard, putting my feet into glass-filled shoes, which Ian accidentally testified wrong about that on accident.
I misrecalled that.
He misrecalled one detail that was really important
to me. I didn't know you
had
to walk in glass-filled shoes.
They put my feet.
I knocked mine out.
Yeah, but you left before me, and when you were gone, they would screamed at me to put them on anyway when I said there's glass in them.
Bullies.
Yep. But, of course, the jury didn't get to hear that.
Nope, of course not. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We could talk about the witnesses, too. I don't think we really touched on them here and what happened with them. Coming up here in moments, you can join us as well. It's Free Talk.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Ukraine's President Zelensky is in Washington this evening. He met with President Biden at the White House earlier today. Then, a trip to Capitol Hill, he delivers a primetime address to a joint session of Congress.
This is Zelensky's first known trip outside Ukraine since the war began in February, and he had to travel through the hottest spot on the 800-mile front line to leave his country. The U.S. is set to announce the largest single delivery of arms to Ukraine, including Patriot surface-to-air missiles. The latest infusion of U.S. money would be the biggest yet and exceed Biden's $37 billion request. From Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The House January the 6th Committee and its complete report are officially being released today. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And if you want to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. That's where you can get some introductory videos that you can watch. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. It is definitely not too late to get into this technology. Some would say that if you were to get into it now, you might be buying the dip. But other people think it's going to keep going lower, so who knows?
I'd have to say today the prosecution in the Crypto 6 trial that Ian is facing charges for selling Bitcoin.
Facing the rest of my life in prison.
Yep.
For this, yeah.
The prosecution said to use Bitcoin, you have to use sophisticated equipment. And I looked at, I think Nikki was just like, yeah, a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, people over 60 don't know how to use smartphones.
It's ridiculous.
Apparently.
Of course they do.
Yeah, there was a lady in the audience with us today, and she said, I'm 79 and I'm into Bitcoin.
Right? That's awesome. Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if I know her.
You do. I just don't know if I should say her name.
Okay, got it. So that's really amazing. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that trial here in just a moment. But once again, check out Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. Let's go to the phones here, and then we'll get into the Ron Paul story we really didn't get to last night. But David is in Texarkana there in Arkansas. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I just want to throw a different perspective at it. I'm not and try to keep my opinion out of it, but like if we compare things to minimum wage now versus then, eggs were twice the minimum wage, milk was 4 times the cost of minimum wage. Gasoline was twice the cost of minimum wage.
And what is the then that we're talking about, just to clarify, what year are you referring to?
Over the last, well, starting from 1900, I've been doing a lot of looking into price history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a car, Henry Ford started out with his first car only for the rich, and he got it down to $250, which was 6 months' wages at minimum wage. Now we can barely afford anything. People used to pay for houses and cars in cash.
Sure.
Now it's gotten up. It started out as a 5-year loan. Now I make $10 an hour. And I looked around, I can't afford anything. The lowest rent at anything decent, livable, is $1,000.
Right, rents have been going up big time. I believe 30-40%. Some people have seen increases like that in just the last year. And that's because, of course, property taxes have been going up. Our friend Captain Kickass, who was on with us last night, he had a home that he bought, I think, in 2020, at $100,000, it was just reassessed by his town government to $200,000.
Wow.
So his property taxes literally doubled.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's 3.5 weeks wages for me to afford rent.
That's nuts.
Our cost of goods are down. I mean, public transportation was better back then.
They probably the cost of goods probably went a whole lot up and then a little down.
Well, okay,
they haven't been, you know, down recently.
What you were saying, though, David, is that, what was it, eggs, for instance, you said was what was it, two or?
Twice minimum wage. Minimum wage
in 1900? In 1900, you said?
Right.
And so eggs costed like 14 cents if you said
costed 20.
20 cents. So here's the thing.
I have to remember, daily goods like eggs and milk, well, at least we know milk was hand delivered.
Right.
Well, that sounds almost worse because you're saying it would take 2 hours to be able to afford a carton of eggs, but now it takes way less than 1 hour for, like, it would take a third of your hour to buy.
Right. So what he's saying is the cost has come down. Even though the price is up, quote unquote, the cost has come down. And I think the other thing beyond what you're saying about the hand delivery is also that manufacturing has become far more efficient, right? So the price
manufacturing is way more efficient. And, like, everybody clicks on Amazon,
mm-hmm.
every single thing you buy comes out of China. So also think about that. They're $3 a day. So
right. And, of course, the eggs are just, again, let's just focus on the eggs for a moment here.
Right.
You know, you've got the big factory farms, and there's a lot more processing, a lot more mechanisms, mechanics that are involved in the actual processing of the products. So it's become much more efficient on any way you look at it.
Right.
The market has driven in that direction. However, if you realize that inflation is in play, and it always is because the government's always inflating the money supply, what we would probably see if it weren't for inflation is eggs today, if there weren't inflation going on, it probably would be 50 cents for a carton of eggs or something like that,
right.
Like the, or
and
less.
It'd be more private. But now you've got with everything being efficient, and there's, what, 3 major markets on the chicken industry. They control everything. There's a great documentary out there about how they tell the farmers, you need to spend $40,000 or we'll put you out of business because we won't buy your chicken or we won't buy your eggs.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share tonight, David?
I had tough hooks. But anyway, it's like 1940. About roughly that time when Roosevelt came in after the Dust Bowl and he changed everything around. Hoover didn't want to get involved, but Roosevelt coming in, and that's when we started subsidizing food. So the government's now also taking our tax money and throwing it into the farms. And
that screws everything up.
When you get perverse incentives.
Right. When you subsidize a product, a crop, or eggs, or milk, or whatever it is, it definitely, as Bonnie says, gives perverse incentives. Right. It causes, you know, sometimes overproduction.
It's basically been causing disease because ever since the government got involved in agriculture, they say, oh, we demand you use these kind of fertilizers and stuff because It's going to make the most possible grains pop out of the ground as possible. But as George Washington Carver discovered, you can only do that for so long without, or in actually come out with a product that has any nutritional value, because the health of the soil matters to the health of the plant.
Well, and that's where paired cropping comes in, where you plant different crops together because it helps replenish the soil. And the whole subsidies with corn in particular, that's where corn syrup came from, because they wanted more products to use with corn.
They taxed sugar imports.
Yeah.
And then,
so instead of real cane sugar or honey or maple syrup, now we're just, I mean, you can't get a candy or any processed food without corn syrup in it, and
for the
we
most
know
part, yeah.
It's super toxic to the human body.
David, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you, and as always, feel free to call us anytime. We appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Sometimes if you can find, like, imported foods, you can get things without corn syrup, but then, of course, you're paying more, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
the idea. They tax the sugar imports, if I recall correctly.
You can still make your own stuff, and it probably costs more.
Well, it certainly costs you time if it doesn't cost more on the product side. So you can bring up anything you want here. We've been doing a recap of the Crypto 6 closing day number 10 of this trial. It was essentially the second day for the defense. Really wasn't even a full day because we wrapped up within the first hour, basically. We had two more defense witnesses. One of them was a gentleman named Muhammad Ali, who is the restaurateur here in Keene, who owns the Indian place that takes a Korean Indian restaurant that takes cryptocurrency. Really, really nice guy. And those prosecutors did not want him to take that stand, because yesterday they were trying to pretend like the mosque in Keene was fake. And, you know, they've been trying to pretend like the Shire Free Church is fake, and so therefore it must be a fake mosque if the Shire Free Church is fake.
And not only did he testify, like, yeah, I'm a Muslim, and yeah, Ian contacted me and helped get a mosque set up for us, but he said Ian's church.
That's right.
It donated the space and everything, and they asked him, like, does Ian really have a church? And he's like, I've always known he had a church. Yeah.
Yep. And again, there wasn't much that the prosecution could say to him on cross-examination. They want to make him look bad, but he's just this unimpeachable, good, honest man who runs an honest business feeding people, and probably the hardest working man in the restaurant industry in Keene, at least. He's there 7 days a week. Guy's amazing. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now.
I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live. The phones are open, and you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. I want to thank James Strickland, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. He is silver level, and that means that he's contributing $5 a month through our AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. That is what will take you right to our Patreon page, where you can learn more about it and like some of the perks that you get access to, which includes the AMP Only podcast, which is the full radio show without recorded commercials on a podcast feed. So easy to download, very, very handy, and nice benefit for joining the AMPS program. There's some others as well. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's if you like what we do, which is talking about the ideas of peace and liberty and freedom every single night, 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. Once again, amps.freetalklive.com. To Major Payne in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Major.
All right. Yeah, you guys were just brought up high fructose corn syrup.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
And that stuff is toxic. And the Mexican government will not allow it in their country.
Really?
A lot of countries won't. A lot of Europe, there are so many ingredients in American food that in Europe or in Mexico, they don't use. They're actually outlawed because they're so toxic and dangerous to humans.
Wow, I didn't know that they were actually outlawed in Mexico. That's interesting.
I don't know if that's true that's outlawed, but they are more likely to use sugar. And the only reason I say that is because the Mexican film crew that's been here, they said that they get the high fructose corn syrup ketchup in Mexico, too. But it's just you can get it.
But all their sodas have cane sugar in it, usually, in Mexico.
Yep.
Always buy the Mexican Coke, man. The Mexican Coke is the stuff, you know?
And I believe that it's toxic for you because when I started getting, the fattest I've ever been in 2019, and I was just like, okay, I need to do something about this, I was like, yeah, I don't know. There was lots of hurdles for me to really live a super healthy lifestyle at the time, including being poor. Mm-hmm. I was like, all I'm going to do is cut out soda and try to walk more. But I didn't, start walking a crazy amount. Yep. But I lost, 20 pounds. I didn't change my diet that was really bad at all, except
makes
for...
Makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm, not drinking
all
soda.
Just calories.
Yeah. Well, right. And, high fructose corn syrup was just toxic to your body.
If America, you give up soda pop, and the people that are really obese probably have a gluten problem. And they need to give up wheat-based stuff. And the pounds just fall off.
Well,
but Did you guys know that Henry Ford inadvertently caused the Dust Bowl, which led to the Great Depression?
I feel like I've heard that before, but I don't remember the reason why.
I never heard it from about Henry Ford.
Because on the Great Prairie, the rains are so infrequent. All the native grasses had like 6-8 foot roots. So when you kill them all and you put down something that only carries the 8, 10, 12 inch root base, when it gets good and dry one time, poof, there goes the world.
Mm. So are you talking about the tractors?
I remember hearing stories that you could tell what state a storm started in by the color of dust that was flying in the damn air.
Mm-mm. Wait, so what did that have to do with Henry Ford?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, if
Henry Ford was the one that created the first mass-assembled tractor.
Yeah, that's what I figured, yeah.
Yeah. I got one sitting in my front yard, 1954.
I could totally believe that just based on what I've read in just this one book called The Secret Life of Plants. In the sections they have about soil health, they said that you don't need to do all that tilling if you plant the right things in the ground because, like, lots of things we call weeds, plants we call weeds, appear as indicators of things about soil health or they appear to fix it. Like, dandelions, they come if your soil, I think it's low in calcium or maybe it's zinc or something, and they get really, really deep roots and they pull it up from the deeper level. So you wouldn't need to till if, like, you were letting the ground be natural, you know, regenerative farming stuff.
And when you think of how, like, a small farm does it, not even just like a family farm in your backyard, but some of the local farms around here, around Keene, They don't just plant one thing. They're not just planting wheat or corn. They're planting all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. So when you have, they cycle the...
Rotating the crop.
Yeah, so they rotate the crop. So mm-hmm. one season they're going to plant, you know, corn here, and then the next season they're going to plant zucchinis there.
Yeah, corn takes nitrogen from the soil. I mean, you want to keep rotating your crops. But the point I was getting to is when it gets just bone cracking dry, like it does out west sometimes, mm-hmm. and you don't have something with a good deep root base that'll hold down the soil disappears.
Now, you were saying something about the Great Depression. You believe that Henry Ford and the tractor somehow
contributed
to that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The tractors tilled through.
I remember seeing a documentary one time where they had 10 of these old Model A's lined up side by side, just plowing like a 30, 50-foot swath of field, all at one pass. Bam. And, I mean, this is back when people were, it was hard-pressed with a horse to do an acre a day.
Okay, but what's that have to do with the Great Depression?
Suddenly, he said the Dust Bowl, not the Great Depression. Well,
the Dust Bowl was part of the Great Depression. That's part of what caused it.
Okay, yeah, I don't know enough about it. My understanding of the Great Depression was caused by government monetary policy, primarily.
Well, it was, but this was another...
Was a factor?
Little F factors.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. I always appreciate it. Let's talk to Bad Slave in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I wanted to just say again, you know, man, thank you very much for Ian for standing up in this trial. I have a question about your judge. You said there was how many page jury instruction?
45, was it?
It's 45 pages in length, but they're not full pages. Like, there's some pages that have like one paragraph on them. So it took about an hour and change to read through the whole thing today.
Was there any indication of the possibility of jury nullification?
No, he, like, banned any talk about that in name or practice.
Well, the defense wasn't allowed to talk about it. That was a motion the prosecution made weeks, if not a couple months before the trial happened. So we were barred from speaking about jury nullification, which is to be expected. It's federal court. They do not like jury nullification in federal court. But that said, there was a provision in the jury instructions that I thought was pretty decent. And that is in the conclusion. It says, if you find the U.S. attorney has proved all the elements of the crime charged beyond a reasonable doubt, including the identity of the defendant as the perpetrator of the crime, then you may find the defendant guilty. And I was surprised to see that in there instead of like a word like shall or should
must
or something like that.
It's like in Magic the Gathering. It's a may, not a must.
Yeah, they used may. And now whether or not the jury will notice that is another question, but it is there. It does not say that they have to find the person guilty, even if all of the counts, the items or whatever you call them, were proven within the charge. So that is basically a jury nullification instruction. At the very least, it's a jury nullification friendly instruction.
Yeah, hinting at it, yeah. At least.
Yeah.
And like one person that was sitting in the audience with me, I immediately heard her say, may. So she got it right away. Yeah. It's not like impossible for a juror.
But the thing is whether the jury picks up on that, because some people probably believe that may and must and shall, like those
thing.
Are all, you know, synonyms.
Yeah. Maybe so. Not if they play Magic the Gathering.
Well, hopefully they do.
So there you go, Bad Slave. That's a little bit of good news about it. But, of course, we also were dealing with the prosecution that gets to go last. They get to go first in the jury in the closing statements. The defense then follows up, and then the prosecution gets to go again for a rebuttal. So it's definitely not a fair system to a defendant.
Did the people that were in the courtroom was there any emotion expressed by the jurors?
It's hard to tell. They all have masks on, so you really can't get any kind of...
I saw, like, none today. Normally, I can tell if someone's smiling or looking confused or, like, shocked. But today, it was like whenever they were getting talked to from the closing statements or the jury instructions, they were, like, really stone-faced today. Like, whenever Sissy asked them a question, even, I was, like, looking to see if any of them would kind of involuntarily nod yes or no. They were not moving.
Sissy did say he felt like they were locked in on him while he was giving his...
Yeah, they were paying attention.
...his closing statement. There was one girl who just wasn't paying any attention at all during the jury instructions, and she just happened to get picked as the alternate, or one of the alternates, so she's actually not on the jury. Thank you, Bad Slave, for checking in and the kind words. I appreciate it. There's more on the way here. We got Ron Paul in a story that I started last night, but we didn't really get to the meat of it, so I do want to get to what Ron Paul is calling the mother of all economic crises. We'll get into that coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.